Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Will We Answer God's Call? You've probably already detected that I have a cold, so we will make our way through this podcast the best that we can together. No one likes to get endlessly lost in an automated computer phone system. It's quite frustrating when you can't get through to a real person. Studies show that businesses that have phones answered by a live person outperform businesses that use an auto attendant. We all prefer to talk to a real person. God does too. When God calls you, will you answer, or will He be forced to speak to your auto attendant? According to one study conducted in 2011, 67% of customers have hung up on the phone out of frustration when they could not talk to a real person. According to a different study, 75% of customers believe it takes too long to reach a live person. According to Consumer Reports, 72% of callers who reach an automated answer will hang up and potentially call a competitor without leaving a message. And according to Forbes, customers form an impression of the business in the first 7 seconds of contact. I hope God is more patient and understanding when we don't answer His call. When God calls us, do we answer Him? Do we even hear His voice, or does His call go straight to our auto attendant? I'm sorry, but I'm unable to answer your call. Your call is very important to me. If you are calling to communicate with me in prayer, press 1. If you want me to help someone, press 2. If you are calling me away from my favorite sin, press 3. If you are calling to comfort me, press 4. Fortunately, God does not get frustrated like we do. He will continue to call until He gets through to us. God is always trying to speak to us. This is nothing new. He has been speaking to His people throughout the ages. God spoke to Adam in the garden. He told Noah to build an ark. Moses heard God speaking from a burning bush. God promised Abraham He would have a son, and God spoke to Saul of Tarsus while he was traveling to Damascus and said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" In each incident above, the people heard God speak audibly. God, however, not only speaks in audible ways, but He also speaks to us through other means. He is not limited as to how He can speak and reveal Himself to us. In Matthew 1, verse 20, we read about God speaking to Joseph in a dream. In Acts 10, verses 9 through 33, God spoke to Peter in a vision. In Luke 1, verse 31, God spoke through the angel Gabriel when He said, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." How is God calling you? How is He trying to reveal Himself to you? I believe God speaks to me through the words of Scripture, through nature, through prayer, through other people, through music, in silence, and even through everyday circumstances. God did not stop speaking to His people after His Son ascended into heaven. He is still trying to speak to us every day. When He tries to reach us, He does not want to be put on hold, nor does He want to speak to our auto attendant. Several people have told me that they never hear God speaking to them. Maybe they just don't hear Him. Does God speak to some and not to others? I doubt it. My guess is that He's speaking to all of us, but for some reason, some people don't hear His call. If you feel that God is not speaking to you, is there anything you can do? Maybe so. John 10, verse 27 tells us, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Jesus is the good shepherd. In order for sheep to know their shepherd's voice, they must spend time in the company of the shepherd. If we want to hear and, more importantly, know God's voice, we must make time to be with Him. We can start by spending time every day in prayer and Scripture. Doing this will help us recognize His voice when He speaks. Perhaps we're too busy to hear God speak.
Maybe we have too many noises and distractions blocking out the sound of his voice. Sometimes he shouts, but more often he whispers or reveals himself through other means. Whether God chooses to speak to us through Scripture or simply through the circumstances of life, we must be ready to listen. Are you listening, or have you turned your auto attendant on? The next time God reaches out to you, let him hear your voice. He doesn't want to get caught in your auto attendant. When he calls, we all need to respond like Samuel. Speak, for your servant is listening. We see that in 1 Samuel 3, verse 10. Now, will you please pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, you gave me eyes to see and ears to listen and a soul that longs to hear your voice. Please help me to be attentive to those times you tried to reveal yourself to me. I ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.